My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Sean Bajani in with John Lopez this morning in Figgy Fig. So the Astros drafted a Sam Houston State player yesterday. Catcher.
Shout out to B. Scott.
Walker Yannick. How about that? Shout out B. Scott. We know a lot of people in the city of Houston in the media that went
What's
to
their slogan? Eat them up, cats.
Eat them up, cats.
Yeah. Eat them up, cats.
Yeah. Okay.
We know a lot of Bearcat alumni here in the city of Houston. So definitely shout out to the Bearcat country. Walker Yannick, right-hand hitting catcher, 21 years old. I actually was at the in-laws last night and was able to watch the pick.
Okay.
And so I got to see a little bit of the analysis after the pick was made. And, boy, when you tell me best defensive catcher in the draft, when you tell me this is a well above, like, where he should be in terms of bat, handling pitchers, a defensive catcher, an astronomical pop time of 1.8, I love it. And you can never have too many catchers, J-Lo. This is a pretty exciting pick, to be honest with you, because Yannick, I do know this, with all of the watch boards, and I read a bunch of pieces in the weeks leading up to this on The Athletic, ESPN, Baseball Prospectus, this guy was mentioned on all of them.
Oh, for sure. No, and shout out to Sam Houston State. I was actually very, very happy. That's just cool.
Yeah.
You're going to ride up the road. Grew up an Astros fan, like big Astros fan. So it's a cool story. It's cool that he's local, but I do have a couple questions for you because it did just got my mind wandering a little bit. He's a third year college player. Like, so he's been around.
Yeah, he's mature.
College players tend to get to the major leagues quicker, as we all know. How long until we see him up here? I mean, is it out of the realm of possibility 2 years?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think 2 years is probably really favorable.
Yeah.
I would say maybe three, you know, when he's his age 24 season.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because, look, he had a fantastic career at Sam Houston State. He's not facing the, you know, high velocity pitching.
But
that
they don't.
Typically
but they don't face
chumps.
They have a very good schedule.
You know, his thing though, Walker Yannick's thing is that when he went up to Cape Cod League, he did really, really well.
Yeah,
against the nation's best. That is the big key.
Yeah.
So you swing at a wood bat. You're going up against the nation's best. You're seeing the movement. You're seeing the velo.
Yeah,
and he did a great job. So I think for that reason, and because he is a catcher. Now, they believe in the bat, too.
Yeah.
If you look at Yiner Diaz and ask me the question, is this guy long for the catching?
That's my next question. That's my next question. What does it mean for Yiner Diaz?
I would say that, again, you can't ever have too much catching, and maybe the Astros do believe Yiner could continue to develop and continue to get better behind the dish. But when you've got a guy this advanced for his age.
And Yiner can swing the bat.
And Yiner can swing the bat. You'd love to save that.
No.
If that means future first baseman Yiner Diaz.
Thank you.
I would be all about that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in 2.5-3 years' time, it clears the way for Walker Yannick.
Yeah.
100%, I think that's a possibility.
I think it was probably a factor. Mm-hmm. It's true. You can never have enough catch. You can never have enough anything.
Right.
To be honest. But pitching and catching especially. And I started thinking, you know, maybe that was part of the equation. Like, we know they're getting a better version of Yiner Diaz every week.
Yeah.
Like, he is clearly developing. This franchise itself back in the day, totally different ownership, totally different everything, you know, did the same thing with Craig Biggio, you know, who was a catcher that they wanted to save. They saw his bat. They saw the potential, and they moved him to second base. It just got me thinking on that. So you would agree.
I absolutely agree. I think that, again, it's a testament to the Astros scouting department for their foresight in projecting what they're going to need, what's really important down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can do that for a mature collegiate player, much easier to do that.
Yeah.
And there's a higher success rate, obviously, in doing that versus a high school prospect. We saw gobs of high school prospects.
Yeah.
Taken every year on the draft, and there was one really studly one taken just a few spots before the Astros last night.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who it was.
I can't remember his name, but it was a kid from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous prospect. I mean, you talk about just the makeup, the build, the bat, the defensive prowess already. The last name started with an R. I can't remember his name. I feel like he went to the Phillies, if I'm remembering correctly, mm-hmm. but... It's just
Dante Norri.
Yes, yes. N-O-R-N-O-I-R. I think
N-O-R-I.
Yeah.
Dante Norri.
Well, you look at the film on that cat.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Man, he's gonna be a fun one to watch.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah, and look, we're not gonna get all into all the nuts and bolts of high school prospects and the draft, but there are some high schoolers.
There's some dudes.
Yeah,
that's
all
I'm saying. There's some dudes, but more easily projectable. Walker Yannick, certainly one of them, especially at his position. The Rockets and Reed Sheppard, man. I don't know about you. I saw about a minute and a half to 2 minute highlight clip of just him against the Lakers in the summer league.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit of everything. I mean, the guy knocking down mid-range, pulling up from, God bless America, dude. Like 27 feet at the top of the
You watched some of this, right, Figgy?
Holy shit.
I tried to. Yeah. I missed all low highlights. I kept seeing Bronny.
Yeah,
they kept showing doggone Bronny and JJ Redick and
all
that.
You being a Cleveland dude, you're on kind of a different Twitter feed, you know, maybe. Yeah,
well, no, I did see some of the highlights on because I'm on Rockets Twitter too. So they found the right clips, but I actually tried to watch the game on ESPN.
Yeah.
And they kept showing Bronny, they kept showing his stats, they showing JJ Redick and being all cheesy, talking about, oh, wow, you sound like you did this job before.
Oh, God.
Like, all right.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I haven't seen you in a long time the NBA Finals.
I'm not going to get too crazy, although it would be easy to do, about Reed Sheppard. It would be very, very easy to do. And do all these projections like Yahoo Sports said, hey, put him on the Rookie of the Year list. And I'm like, let's tap the brakes on that a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. What was most impressive about Reed Sheppard from what I saw, he looks comfortable playing at this level. Like he was making passes that, you know, and not just passes, but just making plays, tipping balls and just sort of handling it. He just looks comfortable in the role.
You know, there, I forget who'd said it, John, but it was draft night and it was one of the analysts and they were going over the film before the right after the Rockets had made the pick.
Yeah.
And it was something that they'd said in regard to his awareness on the court. They were talking about it from a defensive standpoint. Mm-hmm. Dude, offensively, in the highlight package that I saw, those passes you talk about him making where he pulls up short in the lane, dumps off with a cutter down low, or kicks it out for three to reset the offense, whatever the case may be. Like, how long has he been with these guys?
Yeah, that's
like
my point.
A few days?
Let's not go too crazy about what we saw. It is summer league. But I think we can be feeling really, really good about the way he plays the game.
Yeah.
He looks comfortable.
He does. He looks comfortable. It's going to be a fun watch for sure, man. Mm-hmm. I can't get over how young he looks, especially in a suit.
How about his hair?
He's ready to make his first communion or something.
Looks like an altar boy.
Yeah, he does. Definitely.
Yeah.
We mentioned this earlier, and I know we're going to talk about it because I do feel compelled to. And I know with a lot of these gentlemen that we're going to discuss here, you knew them personally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some of them I did, some of them I didn't, but it was a tough weekend for Houston personalities that, you know, lost their lives. The first one that I'd saw that we obviously had a fan relationship with, a media relationship with, in some regard, Jacoby Jones, passing away at the age of 40. Very, very sad. And then Ken Hoffman, longtime writer for the Houston Chronicle, was still doing work as recently as this past week was writing.
Yeah. Yeah. This past weekend, I think Friday, he wrote something. And look, we all know, you know, obviously the way we feel about it. Two guys taken, you know, too quickly, too soon. Either way. Jacoby Jones, a friend of mine, sent me a picture of me and Jacoby back in training camp in like 2009 or something. And it just sort of hits you. And Ken Hoffman, just an absolute Houston legend, quippy, funny, just an incredible writer. I worked with him at the Chronicle, and it's just we have to mention because these are two people that certainly in Jacoby Jones' case, way too soon, he's a Baltimore Ravens legend. Like, he is a Ravens legend with what he did against the Broncos in the playoff game. And certainly very, very popular here. It's great seeing Chris Myers and a lot of the guys, former Texans, you know, giving their tribute. But just tough. And I said this, and man, we might revisit it again. This has been a tough, sad week in Houston. Between Beryl, these guys being taken too soon, just the power outages, just everything. It's just been a tough week. So, yes.
Sean Pendergast had a tweet about Jacoby Jones, him being one of his first interviews on radio.
Yeah.
And that was a great quote about him talking about his frame coming out of college into the NFL, you know, just weighing like a 185 and then with bricks, you know, in his pockets. He had a way with words. And so I found this quote that I wanted to share with people. This was Jacoby Jones. About 10 years after the fact, talking about a 70-yard touchdown catch that he'd caught from Joe Flacco in the AFC divisional round playoff game, he'd said, quote, "When I ran into the end zone, it was quiet. You heard rat piss on cotton." I'm like, this ain't real, end quote. Like, that was fantastic. Only Jacoby Jones.
That sounds like Jacoby Jones. Yeah. Absolutely sounds like
Jacoby
Jones. Only Jacoby
Jones could have summed it up that way.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. And there's some other memories and things that I want to share in regards to him and Ken Hoffman that we'll do later on in the show. Coming up next, as we roll into hour number two, ESPN data analyst Mike Clay projected the exact numbers for the Texans offensive players. We're going to share those with you next. See if you like them, love them, or hate them. You're in the loop at Sports Radio 610.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.